USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind tanker attacks in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The Pentagon says it shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of the tankers. That after yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo blamed Iran.
This assessment is based on intelligence, the weapons used, the level of expertise needed to execute the operation, recent similar Iranian attacks on shipping, and the fact that no proxy group operating in the area has the resources and proficiency to act with such a high degree of sophistication.
Iran denies the claims. The state of New York will no longer allow for religious exemptions from vaccines. The state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations passed by both the Assembly and Senate and quickly signed into law by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that Gen Z is not dragging their feet when it comes to home ownership. Nearly 60% of Gen Z wants to buy a home in the next 5 years, before the age of 30. This isn't just wishful thinking, as more than half have already started saving to achieve this goal. The latest Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that if gifted $5,000, 80% of Gen Zers would rather save it for a down payment than spend it on their dream wedding. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Homeownership Solutions and Strategic Relationships, Bank of America.
Current homeowners' belief that owning a home is worth it is motivating prospective Gen Z homebuyers to follow in their footsteps. Gen Z recognize they may face challenges, but that's not stopping them from taking actionable steps, such as getting a second job or making sacrifices, like moving in with their parents or in-laws to save for a down payment.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she'll be leaving her high-profile post.
I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
President Trump tweeting, after 3.5 years, our wonderful Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be leaving the White House at the end of the month and going home to the great state of Arkansas.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with her great family, her husband, who's a fantastic guy, and her family.
Later, the president speaking out about Sanders' departure at an event about criminal justice reform.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The White House reacting to mainstream media spin on President Trump's interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, who for years worked for the Clintons and now is the host of ABC's This Week program. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's suggestion that he'd accept help from a foreign government to win the 2020 election. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News that the president's comments were edited.
Look, I wish that the media would take the time to look at the full clip. I was standing just feet away from the president in his exchange with George Stephanopoulos. It was very clear. The president said if there was wrongdoing, of course he'd turn it over to the FBI. That's absolutely ridiculous.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA News for your health now. With so many people trying to eat healthy, Tyson Foods coming out with some new nuggets. But the question is, will this product actually taste like chicken? More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
The nation's biggest meat producer is saying it will debut its plant-based nuggets this summer as part of a new brand. Tyson's Raised and Rooted brand will sell plant-based and blended meat products. The new brand would put Tyson in competition with meat alternative brands like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat. Tyson Foods expects to be a market leader in alternative protein, which is experiencing double-digit growth and could someday be a billion-dollar business just for Tyson alone. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.